Blog Talk Radio.
Told him, dive in, this shit feel like water.
Dive in,
this shit feel like water.
Dive
in, this shit feel like water. Told him, dive in, this shit feel like water.
Catch a wave if you wanna, she say. Underwater with no scuba, you a goner, she say. I'ma swim through that and show a fin in that. I'm a shark in the ocean if she give me the bait. Drip, drip, wet, 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 all on the floor. Bust a rhyme with the high, told her, give me some more. Waterfall with a splash, bungee jump from a flight. That was oh so right, I had to dive in twice. Ain't no safety belt, nah. Ain't no jacket for the living, ain't no safety here, nah. She was busting out the paramount, the pressure in it. It'll never be the same if I ever hit it. Olympic gold, I'm a better swimmer. Yo, hitting the stroke at different angles. Damn, some of the way she had to change clothes. Whoa, all of the water, what you drank for? Damn, so much water I can thank for.
Hold on, dive in, this shit feel like water. Dive in, this shit feel like water. Dive in, this shit feel like water. Told her, dive in, this shit feel like water.
Diving board, all aboard, said feel like water. I'ma be her water boy, better yet her Aquaman. Let me put my goggles on, I'ma go underwater. Let me get my snorkel on. She say sprinkle me, she say finger me. She say tell me what you think of me. I say let me think. She asked me why I'm not drinking pink. I say lean on me. Mexico ding like creatine. I'm her addiction to shipping. Liquid lounge on my neck, drip crash whiplash. She got that split splash, water slap six flags. Hose pipe on sight, hose pipe on set. She got that wet wet, and I'm a threat. Listen to me, litty critics, they here in the bitty. He with a bad Brazilian, I'm with a baddie from Britain. She knows some baddies that's body, they know some baddies that's with it. And I'm about to dive off a mountain, I'm about to land in her river, she said.
Dive in, this shit feel like water.
She said,
dive in, this shit feel like water. Dive in, this shit feel like water.
She said,
dive in.
Yes, I want to welcome y'all to So What's the Point with Destiny Williams on eWater Radio, KEWRDB. This is going to be a great show. I got my boy in the building tonight, and I think we're going to have, like, grown-up conversation with my immature self. So, without further ado, I don't know if y'all know the topic of the show, becoming a man, and we're going to do all this because, you know, I think that a lot of times women get to be heard, and I don't think we ever shut up. I don't know if I do. As a matter of fact, I know I don't. So tonight's going to be about, like, getting a male's perspective about life, about everything. So I got my boy from Chi-Town, Chevy J.
Boy.
On the line, and... But you think you're grown
AKA
man now. So you don't go by that anymore.
What's good?
What's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing good. History on you. Like, I think I met you way, way back in the day, like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I was like 18.
I think I was too. Like,
wow.
I think we got like sushi king history in LA. Like, yo.
Yeah, most definitely.
We go way back.
Yeah.
But way back. I'm so excited though to have you on the show and to really like talk to you and have like grown up men conversation, because we were talking the other day and you were saying that, you know, you really had so much to say, and we were kind of talking about your brand and talking about everything kind of that you've been through at a Chi-Town. So I don't really want to waste any time because time goes by so fast. So let's get into it.
Let's do it, you know.
Let's do it.
Chicago.
So you went through this thing from I'm gonna let you go ahead and just have it, but, and then I also want you to tell us like the transformation of like changing your name and everything. So like everything, tell me everything.
Well, you know, I was born in Chicago. I started singing in the church choir at the age of 5. From there, I just knew I wanted to do music. You know, always sitting by the band and just enjoying, you know what I'm saying, the choir singing. I started off singing gospel. And then by high school, besides playing basketball, I ended up doing a talent show in Miami when I moved to Miami. And right then and there, I just knew that music was definitely what I wanted to pursue. So I ended up getting kicked out of school from not attending anymore, and I almost had to deal with Atlantic Records, but my mother declined it. So I finished my education and got my diploma, moved back to Chicago, started a music group called Y2 Fresh, and then we was just dropping singles, party singles, you know, promoting parties. And then right after that, after high school, I moved back to Miami where I met my manager, Life, and he moved me to L.A. where he introduced me to a friend that that owned a restaurant called Sushi King's King Studio, and from there I was learning more about the music business, being hands-on, going to major meetings, you know, declining more deals, and just, you know, building my brand and just understanding more about the music business at a young age, and just running a music studio at that time. I was under management while I was in L.A.
Yeah, let me ask you this, because you say, like, the Sushi Kings and, like, the studio, and a lot of, you and I know what that is, but a lot of people really don't know what that is, or really don't understand what, like, how important it is to learn the business, like, because that was probably a lot of training, you know, because there's a lot of sitting on the side before you can even record, and then, you know.
For sure. Well, definitely, you know,
so everyone thinks
that be around some real major people in the business that taught me a lot, from business to, you know, mixing, engineering, producing. People like, you know, Uncle Joe Warlick and friend Kairos, who taught me more about the business and everything like that. But, you know, I took that knowledge and everything they taught me at an early age, and I took that wisdom, and I started my own independent empire called Fresh and Blessed Records. I came out here and just wanted to be more independent in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I just started booking my own shows, booking my own radio interviews, recording my own music, doing all my own online marketing and consulting my own deals. You know, I could have signed with Sony for $250,000, but we declined that as well, because I'm just building up my wealth, and I know my worth, and I know that if I continue to move forward and create good content and be, you know, a good musician and most of all a businessman, I can be able to achieve what I need to achieve in this music business.
Well, first off, we're going to need you to stop declining all this money. But
I mean, it's a price, right? You know, it's all about the contract.
Rick, how much money do you want? And let's get into that later, because, you know, we're going to come full circle with this. So sticking true to, like, about where we're going with this, knowing your journey and everything like that, your music from where it used to be to your new single Sunshine is very, very different.
Most definitely.
Because
I
couldn't even play half your joints.
Yeah, my music back then was more fun.
Well,
I just loved to dance. Yeah, I was.
Well,
the new music is, you know, you ain't hear nothing yet with the new R&B. But I definitely it's a transformation in my music from party to now, you know, about my life. Being a father, you know, I just made a song called Sunshine about my beautiful daughter. I made that song while she was sitting on my lap in my own personal studio. And I love the record.
Well,
my daughter loves it.
Before we get into that, we're going to get into some old you. That's okay.
All right, let's the old
you. I mean, the old you. We're going to get into some old you because it's still amazing. And when we're going to talk about, like, through this hour, kind of like, transforming yourself as a man, like, and going through those stages and you know, this used to be what you sang about. This used to be how you felt. These used to be things you used to do. But now you take a very grown up and business approach to what you do in life. And so this, but I mean, they're still all amazing, amazing songs. So can we play Diamond really quick?
Do it.
Let's do it.
This girl I keep seeing at the strip club, straight up just hustling. Why love about it? And she's so damn fine. I just want her to be all mine. She's a diamond, her name is Diamond. Yeah. And that's what she is. And that's what she is. She's a diamond, her name is Diamond, yeah. And that's what she is, and that's what she is, yeah. Club. One night I was sipping wine. She say her sign is a Gemini. This girl is so fine and she stay fly. Rock a gold watch that is customized. Diamond so bright you can't see the time. But that's a nigga with her eyes. Man, her beauty got me hypnotized. I talk to her when she walk by. She the type I want in my life. Because of me she's special and I can't let go. No, 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 no.
There's this girl I keep seeing at the strip club, straight up just hustling, yeah. And why the other got it and she's so damn fine. I just want her to be all mine. She's a diamond, her name is Diamond, yeah. And that's what she is. And that's what she is. She's a diamond. Her name is Diamond. Yeah. And that's what she is. And that's what she is. Yeah. Okay, now we in VIP. She wanna know about me. I tell her all the things about me. From Chicago, soon to the king. And I'm searching for a diamond and a beautiful queen. I need in my life like a blunt need weed. Like drugs need things, like a house need keys. Like a body need air to breathe. I want you, girl. So head out to the dance floor. Hit the pole, drop it low. Bring it up slow. Make that booty clap while I drop this show. Bless this girl I keep seeing at the strip club, straight up just hustling, eh. Why you ever thought it, and she's so damn fine. I just want her to be all mine. She's a diamond, her name is Diamond, eh. And that's what she is, and that's what she is. She's a diamond, her name is Diamond, eh. And that's what she is, and that's what she is, eh.
I love that. It's like literally it's like an ass popping classic right there.
I love that song. That's one of my favorite records. It was about a special person that I met.
Was her name Diamond?
Her name was Diamond. No.
I
met
that
at the club.
Right. Can we know which one she worked at?
I mean, you know, crazy girls in L.A. I mean, I'm not sure she still worked there, you know, but she was a great friend. Yeah, for real.
All right, all right. And that was her in the video,
that was
by the way.
Because
I'm nosy.
No, no, you know, she couldn't make it out, unfortunately. I tried, but she couldn't make it.
Ah, come on. The respect. Put some respect
you
on her
me?
Check.
You
really?
Me?
All right. So you, I'm done. But you're, okay, so we're going, like, what we're going to talk about is, like, developing of you. So what's changed from doing records like that to where you are now, like, being in the industry? Like, what's been the growth that you've experienced?
The growth is what I'm going, like, you know, I end up getting married, having children now, so more of my smooth R&B is about what I was going through in my marriage. Leading up to me having a daughter, and like, if you go back to my old music, I used to write songs about not having a father in my life, and now I'm writing about being a father now. So, you know, transitioning from Chevy J, who was this young man, young boy, you know, from the streets of Chicago, you know what I'm saying, you know, in the strip clubs, turning up and stuff like that.
How much did not, like, having a father in your life, like, play into that Chevy J that had to transform into being Mr. Johnson, right? You know, how much did that play into you having to figure things out on your own?
A major role, you know, not having someone to really guide me in the right way, but my mother did her best, and you know, I was blessed enough to have mentors in my life that were like father figures to assist and guide me in the right direction. You know, I seen a lot of things, you know, growing up, but you know, by choice, I made the right decisions to pursue something that I actually love and enjoy, which is my music, and shedding light to others besides, you know, with positivity in my music, also that I. Can't wait
what's
to
the
actually,
difference between you?
Produce.
Well, really quick, what's the difference between you getting out, like, right, being in Chicago, having that mother that cares? There's a lot of black men that have had mothers that care, but yet they get shot down in the street. Like, what would you say that saved you from that?
What saved me is, I would say, my determination, dedication, and people God blessed in my life to help me get out of those situations. Besides my mother moving me around so much, as far as living in Indiana, then moving to Miami to see different parts of the world to open my eyes, like, this is not where I want to be. You know, I lost a best friend, a lot of friends to gun violence in Chicago. So, you know, gang activity was never something that I praised or admired, you know. So it was always, yo, I want to get away from this. You know, I want to just do music. I was blessed enough after high school to have people that believed in me so much that wanted to pay for my flights to, you know, to move into L.A. or allow me to stay in their home and open up their homes or businesses to help assist me because they believed in me. And it was all about taking a leap of faith.
Mhm. And that's amazing that you had that because, I've found too, like, even if you're from the hood and all the hood boys, they'll support you too if they know that you can get out. They good with that, you know?
Yeah. A lot of my friends back home, they actually supported me, you know, even the big leaders there, you know, they was happy to see me moving forward with my music. And they used to let me know, like, yo, you doing your thing, you know, to keep moving forward, yo. You got this, you know what I'm saying? And that gave me more of a push from the big homies that I used to, you know, admire just playing basketball with, you know what I'm saying? And they seen me from basketball transitioning to, you know, creating music.
Mm.
That was a blessing.
That really is a blessing. Okay, so let's get into another one of your songs. You Still Want to Be With Me. And I, after listening to this song, I think my answer was no.
I'm gonna have to remix that song now because
really?
Do I still want to be with you is the question.
You're just right. It's okay.
For real, I got a remix okay. We'll song now.
We'll figure out if we want to be with each other, baby. We still want to be with you.
I got your back, baby, do you got mine? If I was jobless, would you still be by my side? Look dead in my eyes, would you tell me the truth? Girl, you say, what would you do if there's no money in the bank? Empty pockets, no money in the safe. Would you still rock with me? Would you still love me? Yeah, baby. Didn't have a car. Every time you ask to be picked up, still be with me. Baby, tell me the truth. Would you really wanna be with me? Meanwhile, show me you what I'm going through. Would you be down with me? I'm not trying to take you down with me. I just wanna know and see if you still wanna be around with me.
I want you here, baby.
If I was catching the case, about to get locked up, would you hold it down?
Would you hold it down?
While I figure it out, yeah. You know I need you.
I need you.
And I depend on you.
Depend on you.
I just wanna know.
Just wanna
what
know.
Would you do? Would you stay down for me? Hey, would you really wanna be with me? Meanwhile, I'm showing you what I'm going through. Would you be down with me?
Look, I done been around, met a lot of girls, never been in love. Thank God you're the first one. Still in my heart, if I lost everything, you'll still be by my side, chasing dreams with a king. If I wasn't independent, would you still like me? If I was broke on the streets, would you still love me? I ask you questions cause I wanna know. If this real love, then baby, we can never let it go.
Hey! Would you really wanna be with me? Meanwhile, I'm showing you what I'm going through. Would you be down with me? I'm not trying to take you down with me. I just wanna know and see if you still wanna be around with me.
Would you stay down for me?
I wanna know. Would you really wanna be with me?
Do you wanna baby?
Meanwhile, I'm showing you what I'm going through.
You're listening, baby. I'm just speaking from my heart. You know I loved you from the start.
Would you be down with me?
And I hope we can leave everything in the past. And we can move on. And knowing that I have your back and you have mine.
Would you be down with me?
I love you. 100.
That is my song right there.
Really? You like that?
Would you still be? Yes. I do love that song, and
I love that song.
I want to talk about the lyrics of that song and about that's very grown up opposed to singing about twerking. So where are you in that mind state when you're writing songs like that, and like in your man state? I think we should say the man state.
I was in a marriage, and you know, ego. I allow my ego, and I'm man enough to admit to my wrongdoings. When I decided to get married, I was looking for love, you know, transitioning from Chicago to Miami to L.A. and just, you know, focus on a dream. I never experienced real love. So when I came out here, I was looking to start fresh, and I met a young lady that became my prayer partner. And that what touched me more besides the beauty was we was prayer partners, so our spirits connected. And then I knew I was going to marry her, but then I married her like 6 months or 9 months later after we met. And, you know, even though I was ready for love, I don't feel I was still done with the lifestyle of, you know what I'm saying, like chasing my dreams and still having other women So I admit to my wrongdoings when it came to cheating.
Is that like a thing though? Like even though a man can be ready to get married and settle down and have kids, is that separate from wanting to be faithful?
No. Like I knew what I wanted, but I feel like certain things would happen, and then I was just, you know what, if we breaking up, we broke up, whatever, you know what, then I got other options. I'm not worried about it, so I'll go out and do whatever else out of anger, and just because I knew I could. And I would go down to LA just to get away, and I would record with my Uncle Chuck Simone, who produced that record, and I would talk with him, and then we'll just make a record of whatever I'm feeling at the moment. And that's how that song came about. We was going through a situation, and I just wanted to know, would you still be with me if I didn't have the money, if I was going through jail, if I didn't have this and that? Do you love me for me, and would you still be with me for who I am, type? You know what I'm saying? So that's the type of vibe I was looking for. Like, that's what I wanted to know, seriously.
You would think that that's, like, healthy, like, therapy, to be going through something and to really, like, have the best intentions and go to the studio and think about it and, you know, instead of acting out. You would think that that's healthy therapy.
That is my way of therapy. And it's been my therapy since a kid. I love writing my emotions. That's my way of letting things out. You know, at first it was basketball. I was just going to court and I'll just ball up everybody and say, but now, you know, music became my therapy as well at an early age. And that's what helped me now as a man now, everything I'm going through.
So are you still married?
I am legally still married, but we're separated, with all honesty, but I'm just taking things day by day. You know, it's a lot going on in my life, and I'm just trying to focus more on putting out positivity to my music and everything I'm going through. You know, even like the record Sunshine about my daughter.
In this next journey, like going through the divorce, now you have the daughter, now you've been through everything you've been through. What's going to be like your going message going forward now? Like, what's next? Like, what's the next journey for you? Like, what's the next life lesson you hope to learn?
You said the life lesson?
Yeah. Like, what's next? Like,
well, what's next for me right now? I'm just learning to be happy with myself. You know, I'm only 27 years old, and I feel I've been trying to please others and make others happy. And right now, I'm just focused on what makes Charvel happy. And what makes Charvel happy is, you know, creating music, fun music, you know, whatever is going on in my life, just creating and performing. And that's my main focus right now, you know. And that's what I want to continue to focus on. And because I've been learning a lot of lessons, and I'm applying those lessons. And I'm just, you know, I'm still young, so I want to have fun and do what I love to do.
That's like your, like, career journey. But, like, when you're talking about, like, being a man and everything that you come through and everything that you're learning, what's next on that journey?
I'm sorry, can you just say that one more time?
So, you know, that's like your career journey and everything, but, you know, like what you said, everything that you went through in your life, you've put into your music. So now it's like with everything you're going through, the marriage, now you have a child, now you wrote all these albums, now you really haven't taken a deal, is something that we really didn't touch on. You've been offered a lot of deals, but now what's next, like, on the journey, you as a human being, like, set aside, like, as being, like, a man, like, what's next?
What's next is, you know, taking care of my health. You know, depression, you know, goes a long way with, you know, with the music industry and then life alone. So, like I said, my focus is my health and what makes me happy, and focusing on that as much as possible, because, you know, if I don't take care of myself, I can't create, I can't perform, you know, I can't provide my family the way I want to. You know, I want to travel the world and tour and just share my music and love and lessons with a lot of people. You know, I wrote a book. You know, I was last summer, I was supposed to go on my first independent tour, but unfortunately I wasn't able to make it. You know, I was down for 3 months, and I wrote a book called Prayer Changes, and I just talked about everything I've been through in life up into that journey of last year and where I want to be, you know, in life, in my marriage, in music. And I can't wait to share that
with
the
world. Give us like a short synopsis, like beginning, middle, or end of what's in that book.
But what's in that book is about me, where I started singing, what gave me the drive to start singing, things I went through along the journey so far up to this age of 27, being young and in the entertainment business, you know, talking about my marriage, what I've been through, or even, you know, quoting scriptures from the Bible of how a man, a husband, is supposed to be to his wife, to his family, and even about, you know, where I want to be in the next few years. And it's really about a lot of positivity, just inspirational quotes. I read a lot of books, you know, just reading more, getting more in touch with myself, and tuning in more with God. That's what the book is about.
Yeah.
And
when I was talking to a lot of men about the fact that we were going to do this show and do this topic, all the men that I talked to were very excited. And one thing that kept coming up is that, you know, women always get the path to be the victim, or they always get to be listened to more. But when it comes to men, that you feel like you guys kind of get the short end of the stick and you're not being listened to, or, you know, if you gripe about something, or, you know, it's not to be taken for real. Where do you stand with that?
I definitely agree.
Oh, you agree?
All the time. Yeah, I get shut down still, you know, and that's why, you know, I feel like I just use music as a therapy.
But I want
you
to elaborate so that I really want you, honestly, to like elaborate on it, because when I was asked this question, and I, like, for example, I asked my brother, for example, I came over and said, you know what, like, I really learned from a lot of men that are, like, going through divorces, that are going, you know, paying child support, that are trying the best they can, and they always feel like they get knocked down, and then when they get knocked down, like, listening to them or what they go through is not a real thing, because we're women. And so we kind of always get the victim card, you know, whatever, however to say it or however to spin it. But I want to hear your point of view about that.
Okay. Where I stand with that is, like, for example, you know I've done my wrong in my marriage, but it's hard for my wife still to, you know, see her wrong and what was going on. So I just, it's like you can't even talk anymore. So you just keep it to yourself. And that's the hard part of what I'm going through. And just utilizing my voice and music as my therapy of what's going on personally in my life and marriage. Because I could take the blame for a lot of things.
You know what I'm saying, but what about the men that don't, like, can't go in the studio and, like, write music? Like, what do you say to them?
What I say to them, and they got to do whatever makes them happy. It could be traveling. It could be just writing it out, whatever they're going through. And I feel like it's all about self-happiness. Just doing what makes them happy at the end of the day now. Because we could try to our best as men to please our partners. But if our partners is not doing their part as far as seeking therapy or seeking, you know, self-help or self-happiness, then it can never work. And you just got to take care. You got to take care of yourself to be a better partner. Even if you want to make the situation work, you know, I feel that both partners, if you want to make it work, got to seek counseling. Both partners have to be doing something that makes them happy, so they can be, as long as if they're both happy, then they can, you know, learn to make each other happy. You can't force things. That's one thing I feel that I tried to do was force things that didn't need to be forced. You know, I dated a younger woman, you know, so it was different because I knew what I wanted to be or what I wanted to do. I was doing things with my career, and then to get into a relationship with someone that wasn't, that just got out of college and wasn't sure what they wanted to do it yet. No matter if I wanted to put them to movies and have them acting and everything, I couldn't put that on them, you know, if that wasn't what they wanted to do, you know. So I just, you couldn't force, because if you force it, it would never work. And that's what something I had to learn on my own, you know, marrying at 23 and my wife was 19 at the time.
I mean, that's still so young in general to be getting married.
Yeah, but I feel when you know what you want in life, you just do it. Like, I knew what I wanted. I knew I wanted one woman. I knew I wanted somebody I can build an empire with. I knew I was ready for love. I knew I wanted to be married before I have children. So, you know, me growing up in a Christian home, I thought I was doing the right thing.
But don't you think a lot of men should get more credit than they're owed for wanting that? Because I think a lot of men out there want to find one woman and build an empire with and do these things with. But they all, you know what I mean? I don't think that it's just a selective few of men, but they don't get enough credit for that. Because every man that I, you know, talk to about that, they're like, man, I don't want to sleep around. I don't want to deal with all these women. I don't want to do all this. I just want a woman that I can just chill with, that don't be tripping.
Right, for real. That's all we want. You know, go to work, come home.
Is it?
Wife, you just make sure some food is cooked, you know what I'm saying? While we go out and, you know, provide. That's all we want, simple stuff, you know what I'm saying? Just like women, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes it just, I don't know. It never works out the way you want to sometimes. Or, like I say.
But I think you're right, though. I think that women are just as simple as men are. I think we're all simple individuals. It's just about finding that person that understands you're simple.
Exactly. And we can change as much as we want for others, but people got to be willing to change themselves and for their other mate as well. And that's where I'm at in life. Like, I did all the change, and I really stopped doing music for a minute because, you know, being a singer, you know, your audience is women. So my partner wouldn't understand that as much, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, why are they writing you on Instagram, or why are they doing this? Why are they trying to take pictures?
But is
with
that
you?
Because you had your past, though, when you would cheat, though?
Yeah, and that's why I take the blame. But then, you know, you got to move forward. You can't just keep blaming a man for his past mistakes. You know, I stopped doing what I did after I seen the last hurt. You know, and I didn't want to lose my family. And after my daughter was born, that's when I stopped doing all those things that would hurt my wife, that I didn't want to lose my family. And I didn't want to live that lifestyle anymore. My ego was a major part of my destroying myself and
what
my marriage.
Let's talk about this ego. Let's talk about this male ego. Let's talk about this really quick. So what is a male ego compared to, like, what a woman's ego? Because I don't feel like they're the same thing.
Well, for me, you know, Chevy J is my ego, you know, my alter ego guy, you know. He can get any girl that he wants to, you know what I'm saying? When, you know, I get off stage, you know, there's a lot of girls that, you know, that admire me, you know what I'm saying? And then so if my wife starts to start tripping and she say it's done, we're over with, I'm like, okay, well, I got so and so still lined up. Hey, what you doing? Hey, let's link up. You know, it's just that, you know what I'm saying, when you know who you are type, it's not cool, but I feel it's just
let's dissect that, because if you really want to talk about it, like, if that's what you could do, but that's not where you want to be, though. So what does that do for you at the end of the day, your ego?
It destroys you. Things around you.
Men and women.
Everything.
It's not just you. We're just, you know, it goes both ways.
Yes. Most definitely. Egos ruin relationships. It's ruin people.
And I think that's, like, a very important lesson that everyone in a relation needs to, like, to learn, that you don't do things out of spite. I think that's what that is, right?
Most definitely.
That's a very, you like, you know, open it on the candid statement right there that you said.
Yeah, I like to be honest now.
How would
I
you?
Go ahead, Ben. Everything is a lesson, you know, and moving forward, I want to, you know, I put it in music and I'm just talking about everything I've been through and everything. I'm overcoming as a man that really, because it's hard for men to talk about certain things. You know, we get judged quickly.
Yeah.
And I'd rather just keep it real.
How would you feel if your, like, someone else you were dating or had an ego like you did, they were a performer like you, and they were doing the things that you were doing? How would you feel? How would you handle that?
Well, shit, it happened, and it broke me down. I was very hurt when the situation was brought up and I found out, and it made me look at things different. You know what I'm saying? When what you doing to others end up happening to you, you realize, like, damn, this is what that pain felt like with that person. Like, wow, this is what I did. That's that feeling that I made them feel. Damn, I'm an awful person. Like, why? How could I be so selfish? Why did I do that? But when you're doing things like us men, I never did anything out of spite. I feel it was just.
Mm-hmm.
I was just in a moment, just living.
Is it,
you know what I'm saying?
Wait, so it's better to do it out of temptation than do it out of spite? I don't think so.
Yeah, temptation.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a crazy situation. Temptation, you know, is real. And I feel I've definitely fought a lot of temptations. You know?
Okay.
Living out.
Okay.
But like I said, I had good intentions. I knew what I wanted. I wanted to be a married man.
Yeah.
I wanted a relationship. I wanted to have, you know, I did that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, now, it's just made music. Let's live.
But, I mean,
everything I do now
is
for the next generation.
Yet, so it's not over yet. If you're not divorced yet. So, and in that light,
question.
What? Tell me. Because you're not divorced yet, right?
Is that
so
a question?
I mean, there's still time.
No.
Is it?
Still married.
Yeah.
Married.
So there's still hope, right? No?
Oh, what? If it's in God's plan. Like I said, you
if
can't
it's,
force.
Okay.
Can't force certain things. Everything could be good, and then, you know, the past will always be brought up. And, like, when we talk about us men holding things back, like, we get the blame, but then people don't notice their faults in marriages. And that's what messes up a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? So with my marriage, personally, God, day every day, but if that's not what my partner wants or wants to work and make things work, you know, then I can't force that. All I can do is focus on myself and provide for myself so I can be able to provide for my children.
Really, because we got like 15 minutes left. Really, before we get into the Sunshine song, with your beautiful, beautiful daughter, and I'm going to let you introduce it, but what would you say would be, if you had one thing to say that women don't listen to about men, what would it be?
Our feelings.
Because we don't think y'all have feelings. Because y'all never have. Men have feelings.
Because we feel like
seriously.
Personally, someone told me, you're a man. You don't supposed to cry. You're a man. Get over
it. Crazy?
that hurts the most. Like, just because I'm a man, I'm supposed to get over something or I can't express it. Like, what are you talking about? You know, it's like.
No.
Okay, well, forget you. That's not how you communicate. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I see how you think. I don't think we can definitely,
right.
You know what I'm saying, move forward. Like, that's weird to me. You feel me? Like, that's just being 100. Like, can't just shut me down and expect me to listen to your emotions and your feelings. if you're not even respecting mine? That's not cool. Just because I'm a man, I'm just supposed to get over it and go to work.
But you're so true. Like, what you said is so right, because when I was, you know, I told you, like, I had group conversations with men, and that was one of the biggest things they said. You don't listen. Like, if I was to be upset or want to cry or want to, you know, I can't come to you and say those kind of things because I'm a man. And I'm personally, feel like, do I want a man that cries when he stubs his toe? No, I don't. But if my man's really going through something, I would expect him to go through it, and I'm supposed to be your best friend, so I don't, you know.
For sure.
I mean, I don't think any woman should ever tell a man that they should be embarrassed to show their emotions that way.
Most definitely, and, you know, that's why I'm blessed as an artist, just to take my emotions and put it into my art. Just like every other great artist.
But the men that don't get to sing and do that, then those are the men that, like, they men just blow up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they're the ones that really go through depression and want to hurt themselves or, I don't know, drugs, liquor, whatever.
But they're not allowed to think about the reality of life. That's a whole nother thing. Right, men are not allowed to go through depression. That's a whole nother thing. Like, but, you know, that I'm very glad that you brought that up, and that's actually going to be something that we talk about in a couple of weeks on the show, is men going through depression and how it's kind of shunned. Especially in the black community.
You as well. Especially in the black community. Depression is real. Mental illness is real.
And you were speaking on it a little bit earlier, how you were kind of going through a little depression.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, like I said, when I was going through depression, I didn't even want to do music anymore. I was ready to give up on everything. And then, you know, looking at pictures of my daughter, it helped me a lot, you know, and, you know, trusting in God, knowing that, you know, everything in life, you know, is a test. And, you know, you got to go through things. So everything I go through now, well, I've always been through, I just wrote about it, and that helped me, you know, get it out by writing about it and getting it out of my system.
Yeah. Well, I do want to thank you for being so open, so candid, so honest, and
for sure.
And there's so much more we could have gone into in this interview, as usual, but we only have an hour, and it sucks. But of course. Well, we're not done yet. We've got about 12 minutes, and I do want you to talk about this song with your daughter, and then we'll play this song, and then I want you to come back, and I want you to close out the show and with a very positive message for your men out there. So why don't you go ahead and get into this beautiful song?
Well, this record was beautifully produced by DJ Goose. I wrote this record for my daughter, Nala Grace Johnson, on her birthday. And, you know, it was a blessing to record this in my home studio while my daughter was in my presence. And while I was just looking at her, I was just inspired, and everything just was able to flow beautifully. And, this is the record, Sunshine, I wrote to my daughter. You know, listen to it, vibe to it, download it, stream it. It's an amazing record.
You in my arms, I will never forget. when the police came and took me straight out the grid. Cuffed me up when I ain't do. Nah, I just think you going through this. Now that I'm out, I just want your love. I just want your hug. Promise to make up. Every time you're not around, you're all I think of. I'm a lion, you're my cousin. Why I need you now, love.
You
nobody made me feel the way you do. Nobody's gonna love me like you do.
Nobody, nobody.
You are a blessing, little angel.
Blessing.
And I'm blessed to have you, baby. Getting real taller, I'll watch you grow.
Growing up,
beautiful
growing up.
Baby, if you ain't know. Just protect you, protect you from bad.
You'll
have you turn me to my daughter. She's just trying to get a pity and bless. Get it from a mama. From a father,
me,
in my
me.
Heart.
Yeah.
So I thank God for sending me someone to hug me like my grandma.
And hey, y'all know ain't no hug like your grandma.
You are my sunshine.
My
only sunshine.
My
only sunshine. You make me happy. You're around. I will always love you. Always love. I will always love you.
That was track Sunshine. Love that. It's beautiful.
Thank you. It's one of my favorite records right now.
I can see why. So really quick before we get out of here, I want you to give a message to all the men out there that feel like they're not heard, that feel like they are giving their time, their exhausted and mentally drained and no one's hearing them. What do you want to say to that? And then we're going to get out of here with you giving everyone what's going on with you and how to reach you and stop your beeping.
I would tell that gentleman, keep your head up. Stay strong. Stay in prayer. Do what makes you happy. Never give up on your dreams. Travel more, exercise more, eat healthy. And continue to move forward in life, no matter what goes on in life, no matter who's in your life, you know what I'm saying? Just continue to do what makes you happy and stay prayed up.
And what's everything you have going on? You said you had a book. I've heard
your
new song coming out. So tell us everything that's going on before you get out of here.
Well, I'm doing a lot of new singles. I'm dropping new singles out twice a month right now. Working on music videos. My next big show will be in Miami in March. I have a book, Prayer Changes, coming out very soon. But you can just definitely stay tuned with me on Instagram, where I post a lot of what goes on. And just follow the journey. At Charvel, Sharveal. You can reach me there and follow the journey and see what's going on with me.
Perfect. Can I get in that music video? You know I can't dance.
Oh, yeah, you already know. You got to come back to that
budget. Yeah, I ain't got no rhythm, but we're a good team when we dance. But
yeah.
Oh, my man, Javelle, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You're amazing. I want to thank you, and I promise you, we will be watching your journey every step of the way, And before we get out of here, we are actually going to play your ride before we go. And I just want to thank everyone for listening.
All joints,
so man. What's the point? Yeah, I'm going to play. Yeah.
Hey.
But if you want to introduce ride, and I want to thank everyone and listening to So What's the Point with E-Water Radio, KEWRDB. We will see you next Sunday, 8 p.m. This is the place to be. I made a whole rhyme. You like that?
But yeah, it's my, one of my joints. Right, produced by Bobo, one of my favorite songs. So tune in, check out the video on my YouTube. Just type in Chevy J 100.
All right, y'all. We will see you next Sunday, 8 p.m. on E-Water Radio, KEWRDB. Love y'all. Mwah.
Chevy J online
with
some mail. Yeah, so calling for a taxi. Wasn't no taxi. What's the name, taxi? What's the destination? Destination is the love.
I've been looking for love all my life.
She ride around in the city, she ride around in the city, she ride around in the city, she's my city, she ride around in the city, she ride around in the city, she ride around in the city, she's my city. She say she wanna ride.
Why they call me Chevy J, a real fresh boy, riding smooth in them Chevrolets, riding around with two chains and a gold watch, black pinky ring. They calling me the Prince of R&B, I am the fresh Prince of L.A. Ha, my princess is the shit, yes, she's far from average. Like I said in IDK, I can't fuck with ratchets. Ooh, girl, your body's a blessing, I just wanna caress it with the top down on my chest. While we riding, bumping Chevy music. Kingdom fit to my smell roll. Been called a back, my baby girl. I am on my way.